Shalom Aleichem. We're learning the Sicha Aleph of Nitzavim Chelek Yudalad. At the beginning, it starts off and feels a bit technical, but it becomes very powerful and transformative, especially in the Hira. But in order to understand the Sicha, we have to give some context. And the context this time is laning, truck. If you've never laned before, or even if you've laned, you maybe didn't know this. When a pasuk ends, there's often two ways. There's more than two ways, but usually there's two ways how a pasuk ends. It could end like this. Da-da, da-da, da-dam. Or da-dam, da-dam-dam. One, and there's a tipcha and a mercha. A mercha is a quarter of a circle facing forward. A tipcha is a quarter of a circle facing backwards. Now, when there's a mercha, because it's facing forward, we'll always connect to the next word, and there'll always be something after a mercha, and they become a unit. Da-da, da-da, so it's like da-da-da, so they're connected. But if it's tipcha, tipcha means it's like kind of the end. It's like cutting off. It's not connecting because it's a backwards quarter, semicircle, and it's cutting off. Okay, that's technical. Now let's start with the parsha. In Parshas Nitzavim, which continues after Parshas Kisavai, in Perek Chav Tes, Pasuk Chav, Hashem talks about, continues the warnings of what happens if we don't listen to Torah. Like all the curses of the covenant, all the challenges that Hashem mentioned in last week's Parsha, Haksuva B'Sefer Torah Azeh, which is mentioned in this Torah, in this Sefer of Torah. Now, the word Torah is Lashon Nekeva, is feminine. Hazeh is masculine. So the question that the Rebbe asks, or rather that Rashi comes and asks, is it should say B'Sefer HaTorah Hazois. And he bases that question also off the fact that in the previous Parsha, Parshas Kisavai, at the end of the Klalos, Hashem says, "Gam kol choli v'chol makar asher lo kasuv b'sefer Torah Hazois." Even all the sicknesses and challenges and hittings that we get that are not written in this Torah, Yalam Hashem Alecha, will come on you. Adi Sham Dachtila will destroy you. But over there it says, "B'sefer Torah Hazois, Hazois Lashon Nekeva." So the Rashi asks, why over here is Sefer HaTorah Hazeh, and over there it's Sefer HaTorah Hazeis. And Rashi answers, he says, you have to look at the truth. Over there, the word B'Sefer is a tipcha, so it ends. B'Sefer HaTorah Hazeis, the Hazeis goes on the Torah. But by us, it's Haksuva, which is written, B'Sefer HaTorah Hazeh, so the Torah is not connected to Hazeh, because HaTorah is Tipcha, it's the end. So the Hazeh can go on B'Sefer. That's what Rashi explains. Comes the Rebbe and asks many questions, but fundamentally his question is, how does Rashi know to look that way, and why did he have to bring the previous Pasuk? The question is on this pasuk. We all know that the word HaTorah is Lashon Nekeva. So just ask the question why it says B'Sefer HaTorah Hazeh. Why is he bringing the previous time? The previous time, it's not a question. It's obvious. That's what it says, it the way it's supposed to say. B'Sefer HaTorah Hazeh. Why does he have to explain the Mercha Tipcha over there? Just explain for here. And the Rebbe explains that fundamentally, when it says haksuva, which is written, haksuva b'sefer HaTorah, it's written, it's focusing on the sefer. And so too, in the previous time, it says asher lo kasuv, which is not written, b'sefer HaTorah. So seemingly in both times, it's focusing on b'sefer. On the ksiva, on the writing, which happens in the book. The Torah is written in the book, but the writing's within the book. So technically both times, it's focusing on Sefer. So the question really is on the previous time, why last time it doesn't say Hazeis and this time it says Hazeh? In other words, why last time it said Hazeis, it should have said Hazeh, because it refers to the Sefer. So comes Rashi over there, over here, and explains back in Parshas Kisavai that I know that the focus is on Torah because of the truck. Hateda hazois. But how does Rashi, but how, what's the force within the pasuk besides the trap? The context, because it's talking about klalus. In other words, what's the pasuk say? That Hashem will hit the yidin even with every klap that even that's not written in the Torah. So what's the pasuk focusing? That there's Torah shebichsav, there's Torah shebalpeh, and even the stuff which is not written in the sefer, there's the Torah hazais, there's the Torah that has a lot more which is not written, and you have to focus. So the focus is on what's in the Torah, not necessarily what's written in the Sefer. Over here, on the other hand, he's only focusing on the covenant, on the curses that were written down, ksuva, which were written in the Sefer Torah, and that's why it's hazeh, because it's focusing on what was written in this Torah. Says the Rebbe. If that's the case, that in the previous time you could understand from the context it's talking about Torah, and therefore, and by us, it's focusing on the Sefer, Mikal Makayim, nevertheless, the Torah shouldn't have gotten us confused, and maybe just take out the word HaTorah by here and should say, Aksuva B'Sefer Hazeh. Why get us confused? Says the Rashi, the Trup explains to you that the Torah is not here to confuse you, because if you look at the Trup, if you look at the Tipchamercha, you won't get confused. So don't ask the question why it says HaTorah over here or why it says B'Sefer over there, because the Trup answers it to you. Comes to Rebbe and says, the whole Torah, when he focuses on the Chassidus element, the whole Torah is Torah Achas. Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebichsav, everything, you have to accept Torah the way it is, that even though one feels like a lighter mitzvah and one feels like a more heavier mitzvah, everything is the Ratzon of Hashem, and you fulfill the Ratzon of Hashem when you do it. And the reason we do the mitzvahs is to fulfill the Ratzon of Hashem, not to get reward. And not because it makes sense. Also, we do it because it's a chayk, because Hashem wants it. It's Ratzon HaPashut. It's what Hashem wants. And we do it with Mesiras Nefesh. Now, the Torah tells us, Im b'chukai seitelechu v'nasati gishmeichem be'itam. If you follow the Torah, I will give you the rewards. Not that you do it for that reason, but you do. But you do get rewards. But when you focus on separating mitzvahs, this one's important, this one's not important, it causes problems. It causes the hepecha bracha. Obviously, that's not why we don't do it, and it's not the reason we do it. But here's the fact. The fact is, if you do everything in the right way, you get reward. If you don't, there's a punishment. And that's why Rashi says that the Parshas HaKlolis, in the Parsha that talks about the curses last time, the Tipcha is under Sefer. And Sefer and Torah are separate, because Sefer cuts off, and then Torah Zos. So the Sefer and Torah, why is there Klolis? Because you're separating the Sefer from Torah. You're saying that there's certain things that are important, that they're in the Sefer, and there's certain things that are not important, that are Torah Shebal Peh, etc. Because they say, Hashaloi Kosov, it's not written by Sefer Torah, it's not written in the Sefer. The second a person starts being mezalzel, starts disrespecting the fact that Torah is not just a kosher b'sefer, but more than that, that's what causes issues. However, in our parsha, Parshas Nitzavim, although he's also focusing on the challenges and the curses, but over here he focuses on Shuvah as well. And he tells you that haksuva b'sefer ha-Torah, how do you fix the problem? B'sefer ha-Torah. Connect the sefer to Torah and realize it's all the same thing. And that tshuva is when you combine the two. And that's why we read this always before Rosh Hashanah, to remember that to have the absolute commitment to do every part of the Torah, whether it's kasuv b'sefer or not, that's the Kabbalah's oil that we do. Now, and the Rebbe explains, that's why it's not meant, this whole explanation of Rashi is not in Parshas Kisavai, but only in Nitzavim. Because Kisava is only talking about the klalos, it's not talking about Shuvah. Over here, we're talking about Shuvah, so we have a demes, we have a hint within Rashi, how to do Shuvah, and that is through connecting Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebichsav, and having absolute Kabbalah's oil. And that's the way we do Shuvah. So the Sikha, which starts off technical, Tipcha Mercha, etc., becomes a very insightful journey on the power of Shuvah, and how Trup, simple, you know, sounds that we do when we lane can affect an entire translation, an entire